dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And welcome to the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Tony Davis with you as the Big Daddy. Which I guess is better than Ward Cleaver as the Beaver, or whatever his name was. Little Jimmy. Anyway, let's move on. We've got a big show today. We are jam-packed. We're talking football. We're talking basketball. We're talking volleyball. It's all there for you. Headlining today's show, well, Bob Jensen, of course. But we'll also have a couple of Heisman Trophy winners. Johnny Rogers and Eric Crouch are scheduled to join us here in about 12 minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show. Six former Heisman Trophy winners, three Huskers, three Oklahoma Sooners, going to be in Hastings tomorrow night, and we'll talk about what they're doing there and Nebraska-Oklahoma rivalry as well. Going to talk a little UNK football with offensive coordinator Russ Martin, Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report, the next round, second round of the state football playoffs begin today, and the Hastings College men's basketball season begins tonight as well, and we'll talk with the head basketball coach at Hastings College, and that, of course, is Lance Creech. So that is all coming up in hopefully an hour on this Doug and Daddy Show. We tell you that the phone number is 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. And the Dent Popper inbox is wide open. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And Daddy, the Tri-City Storm, we had a lot of winners. Hastings, they're rated. UNK, they're rated in a variety of sports. And now the Tri-City Storm was winning. They're 7-1-1 after a 2-1 win over Lincoln last night.
Five wins in a row. Did not get their seventh win of the season, I believe, till February 12th. It's 12th or the 21st, one of those two.
It was in February.
It was in February a year ago. No one expected anything out of this team. 7-1-1.
Well, I didn't expect them to be terrible.
Yeah, we did.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, you mean after the 0-5-1 preseason?
Yes.
Oh.
We expected this team to struggle mightily.
Well, that's okay. That's the again, Derek, that's the way Daddy is. Always negative.
Always pessimistic.
Always negative. Yeah, Huskers terrible.
Us Oper's optimistic.
Terrible. Broncos terrible. Storm terrible.
Daddy pessimistic.
Yeah, there you go. Let's talk about a winner, and that's the UNK football team. Our Wednesday Loper Link brought to you by the College Store on 1420 West 24th, carrying campus authentic apparel. Campus authentic, so real, the coach might even put you in. Check out a huge selection of Loper gear at thecollegestore.com. Also brought to you by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, and we have the loans. And the UNK football team has nine consecutive victories, and they have been putting some points up. Their defense has been doing well, and Russ Martin, the offensive coordinator of the Lopers, joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Good morning. How y'all doing today?
Well, we're doing good. Congratulations on the move up. I guess the most important factor after the win is the move up in the regional rankings this week.
Yes, it was. It was a great game last Saturday. Obviously, with the playoffs looming in the near future here, that was a big win for us. If all continues to go well this week out at Mesa, we would be able to host a first-round playoff game, which would be a tremendous opportunity.
Russ, when you think back over the last couple of years and the run Shadron has made, without them doing that, would this move up to four been possible?
You know, I don't know that it would. I know that they talk about the strength of schedule and they talk about different things, but I think Shadron has done a tremendous job of representing the RMAC the last several years. Matter of fact, if you go back, the only teams that have actually beat them in the playoffs were Northwest Missouri, who each year advanced into the national championship game, or last year, Duluth, who ended up winning the national championship. So the RMAC has been well represented, and hopefully we play really well this week, and if we get that opportunity, we'll continue to do the same.
Russ, what would you categorize your offense as doing? You continue to put the yards up. The points maybe weren't exactly what you would see, 24 points, 430-some yards. But are you seeing this offense vastly improve from the beginning of the year, or have they just stayed the course?
Well, I think they've stayed the course and doing the things that we've asked them to do. And I think that it has continued to improve. And I think one of the things that, we talk about and we try and stress to our players is that we want to be able to run the football. And at the same time, if teams are going to commit to bringing a lot of guys up to the line of scrimmage, we believe we have the ability to throw the ball really well as well. And I think that that has shown through in several ball games where teams have wanted to just absolutely commit to saying, hey, we're going to stop the run. We've been able to hurt them with the passing game and make some big plays. We've got an outstanding core of receivers. And I think it all starts basically in the offensive line. We've got experience up there. We've got guys that have played together. They're playing very well. Obviously, Rustin Ring is doing a tremendous job for us. And then, like I said, I just feel we've got good balance and we have the ability to attack people. Running the ball or throwing the football.
Russ, you go back to the option pitch that Rustin took to the end zone the other day. That was blocked so well. Basically, he caught the ball. The corner was there. It was just run. I mean, straight ahead run for Rustin.
It's one of those that you draw up and you want it to come down that way. And lo and behold, by golly, it sure as heck did. And the guys did a great job of blocking it up front. And, you know, it's great then to have a guy like Rustin that can actually just take it to the house. And so when you have a play like that, it isn't going to get run down for 20 yards, but you have the ability to actually take it for 6 points. And so it was a great job all the way around.
Well, it's amazing that the offensive line can do that considering who's coaching them every day.
Well, if you're wanting to get in a quick shot of Coach Morris there, I guess that's it. But you know what? Our guys have, like I said, it's been really good because we're very fortunate to have an offensive line that has played together. Several of those guys are 4-year starters. The others are 3-year starters. And I mean, that makes a ton of difference when they have the continuity as a group in the coaching the whole way through. It's amazing how much difference that makes. And so we're very fortunate and we're pleased that those guys are playing exceptionally well.
Maybe a quick comment on Jake and how he's came along this year. I know had some struggles at times early in the season, but boy, he's been awfully good as of late.
You know, Jake has been very good for us, and really, you know, it's been a standpoint that there's been a couple games they struggle a little bit, but you know, everybody does. And I don't care if you look in the NFL or if you look at the major college situation, but what Jake has done a good job of is really managing our system and knowing that he doesn't have to win the game by himself. Jake is very athletic, and he adds a tremendous dimension to our football team because teams that really want to key on Rustin, and you've seen it several times, especially down in the red zone where they want to jump on him, Jake has a walk in the end zone on our zone read play. At the same time, because he has the ability to run the ball, whether it's on quarterback draws, scrambling, our zone read, it also then helps us create even more one-on-one situations for our receivers for big plays.
Russ, quick comment on what Mesa has coming up this weekend.
Well, Mesa's a very good defensive football team. They're a solid team all the way around. And they've struggled here the last couple weeks. But it's a standpoint that defensively they return most everybody off of last year's team, which was one of the top defenses in the conference. And again, defensively they're one of the better teams in the conference. They're not a high-pressuring team. They are very good fundamentally, and so we're going to have to go out there and we're going to have to execute our things. They'll give us a couple different looks, but they're not as multiple even as some of the other teams. But like I said, they are very sound fundamentally. They do a great job of trying to keep their defense off the field by trying to keep, you know, run the football and keep their offense on the field, and basically kind of shorten the game a little bit. So hopefully we can go out there, we can play well, we can play fast, and our kids will just continue to get better. And that's been the challenge that we've given them this week, is simply to really raise our level of performance even more so than last week.
Russ, best of luck this weekend versus Mesa, and hopefully we get a home playoff game.
All for that. Thank you very much, and it would be great to have that, and we'll just kind of wait and see. But right now I know our focus is on Mesa State.
Russ, thanks so much. Have a safe trip.
Thank you, and y'all have a great day.
Offensive coordinator of the UNK Lopers, Russ Martin, joining us on this Wednesday's Loper Link, brought to you by Russ Smith and the gang at Charter West National Bank of Kearney. They offer all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for seniors, the reverse mortgage loans. You have the reasons. They have the loans, and by the College Store. Hey, Lopers, the College Store on 1420 West 24th is now open and has your textbooks, supplies, and tons of Loper gear. Get ready for the playoffs. Stop by or check them out at thecollegestore.com, thecollegestore.com. Coming up, Heisman Trophy talk. Johnny Rogers and Eric Crouch scheduled to join us when we come back.
There they are, two dirty boys.
We had nothing to do with it. It was all their idea.
Now your tablecloth is stained. And how?
More dirty deeds done dirt cheap. When the Doug and Danny Show returns at Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
What is a reverse mortgage? How does it differ from a home equity line? What are the advantages? These are just a few of the many frequent questions asked about reverse mortgages. Hi, this is Russ Smith with Charter West National Bank. You have questions, we have answers on reverse mortgages. How do you qualify? Is there an age requirement? See us to start a reverse mortgage. You have your reasons, we have your loans at Charter West National Bank, 4511 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
The power of the eagle. Charter West National Bank.
How do you say go, Lopers? You say it with a Loper t-shirt, a Loper hat. You say it with a painted body and a giant foam finger. And you always say it with pride. Come gear up at the College Store in Kearney and get everything you need for the season. Stop by our new store before the game for incredible specials on all of our Loper merchandise. It's game day every day at the College Store, located at 1420 West 24th Street in Kearney, or online at thecollegestore.com/UNK. The College Store. Go, Lopers!
If you've noticed a change in your hearing, then it's time to see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center. The unique partnership between our audiologists and physicians allow us to provide unsurpassed care and state-of-the-art hearing health care. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
What are you looking for in a pharmacy?
I work downtown, so I need a pharmacy close to my job.
I'm busy with my kids and a job, so I need a pharmacy that's fast with no waiting.
I have a grandparent who is in a wheelchair, so I need a pharmacy with free delivery.
I'm a college student, and I'm on my own for the first time. I need a pharmacy that'll explain things and answer my questions.
Locally owned, ABC Drug Health Mart Pharmacy is the pharmacy for you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Sunshine continues across the area today as temperatures climbed around 57 for a high. Winds will stay at the west-northwest at 5 to 15. Clear skies prevail tonight with a low at 33 as winds turn to the southwest. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 45.
Back on the Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. And about on a Wednesday, well, why not enjoy some time at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, where they have the coldest beer in Kearney, guaranteed. 32 degrees or less. That's cold, Tony.
That's lovely.
It's like just below it freezes. It's so cold.
Lovely. That's a perfect temperature. Unless you're drinking Heineken, in which Heineken's perfect temperature is 54, but who's counting?
Or Guinness, which 107 would be good for that. New additions are being made as we speak, so come on in and check out the new layout at Cunningham's. You'll see they're getting better every single day, and don't forget they have the best sports viewing setup, crowd, and televisions in Kearney. Everywhere you look, there's a great TV. Sometimes a huge TV. Sometimes a smaller TV. They're all in HD. They're all great. They're all there for you, whether you want to watch the World Series tonight, whether you want to watch college football on Saturday, whether you want, of course, it's on every night now, or you want to watch a little NFL Sunday and Monday. It's there for you at the Cunningham's Journal and the Loft. Upstairs, the Loft.
Yep.
Downstairs, that's the original
Cunningham's.
They've
moved the stage. So when you come in, you go around, the stage is not to your right.
Have you danced on the new stage yet?
No, I have not. A lot
of old memories for you probably on the old stage.
Actually, I was just down at that one in the barn and looking there, and I'm like, God, that's funny, Mike. You put a foosball table right in front of the stage. That's weird, but whatever. People were playing it. That stage isn't there anymore.
Oh.
Made sense why the foosball table was there then.
Well, there you go. Have fun with your friends, watch all the sports you want, and kick back the coldest beer in Kearney at Cunningham's Journal and the Loft in the downtown Kearney Center. Coming up, we will be talking with Lance Creech, the head men's basketball coach at Hastings College. Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report. Looks like it'll be a beautiful day for football. A little chill with the wind this morning, but I'm going to tell you what, there are some games in this round, too, especially for teams from the area. Creighton is playing Elm Creek. Hardington Cedar Catholic playing at Ravenna. We've got both those games. And the Northeast team, everybody's picking them. They're top 10 matchups in this round of 16.
Well, you look at the two losses, Doug, for Hardington. You've got Crofton, which maybe you shake your head a little bit after Cozad takes them to the wire, 21-20, their opening round game. They're in Class C1. And then the number one team in Class C2, Ponca, beat them by, 36-27, something like that.
And Creighton went to overtime with Ponca early in the season. So, some great football today. It all starts on 12:30 a.m. KHAS this afternoon, 1:30 kickoff from Duncan Field as Hastings St. Cecilia takes on Gordon Rushville. All the games, by the way, you can hear on the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com, 1:30 from Duncan Field. Some of the other games that we will be covering on our network of stations today, as we said, in C2, here on ESPN Radio, Creighton at Elm Creek, pregame 4:30, kickoff at 5. Hardington Cedar Catholics at Ravenna on 98.9 KKPR, kickoff at 4. Sutherland's at Blue Hill on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Kickoff is at 6. In D1, Giltner is at Axtell on 98.9 KKPR. Classic Hits kickoff is at 6:30. We will have updates on all of the other games around the area today. Again, tomorrow, Pleasanton is at Loomis at 1 o'clock, and we've got that for you right here on ESPN Radio. Some other games going on in Class C1 today. Shadron's at St. Paul at 2. It is Grand Island Central Catholic at Crofton at 5:30, Gothenburg at Broken Bow at 6. In Class C2, we've got all the games covered in the area tomorrow. Cambridge is at Perkins County in D1. Among the other area games today, Maxwell at Amherst at 5, Palmer at Eustace Farnham at 5:30, Garden County at Overton at 6. And in D2 today, Sargent is at Mullen at 6 o'clock Central, and Hampton is at Sterling at 7 o'clock. And don't forget, Classes A and B will have their second round of the state football playoffs coming up on Friday.
Doug, so many of these games we think are going to be such great games. But you look at one game, which we welcome our friends traveling through from Gordon Rushville. That's one I just don't see it being a game at all.
No, that's going to be a long trip for the Bronx of Gordon Rushville coming down to take on Hastings St. Cecilia. St. Cecilia is far and away the best team. Now, again, the best team doesn't always win, so they got to go out and take care of business. Well, tomorrow, a whole bunch of players, a whole bunch of former collegiate athletes were on the best team, whether it be at the University of Nebraska or whether it be at the University of Oklahoma. Three Nebraska Heisman Trophy winners, Eric Crouch, Mike Rozier, and the first one ever to win a Heisman at Nebraska, Johnny Rogers, will be hosting Oklahoma Sooners Heisman Trophy winners, Steve Owens, Billy Sims, and Jason White. Tomorrow they're at Allen's Superstore from 6 to 9. They'll be in Lincoln and Omaha this weekend because it is Nebraska-Oklahoma week, and we are very pleased to be joined by the first Heisman Trophy winner in Nebraska history, Johnny Rogers, this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Johnny, good morning.
Is this Doug or Daddy?
Well, I'm Doug. Daddy's the guy that sounds a lot bigger than me.
Okay, Doug.
I'm Daddy.
You're Daddy or Dougie.
as we say, this is the untough Tony Davis.
The untough Tony, okay.
He's the untough. He never took a snap at the University of Nebraska. So, Johnny, pleasure to have you on the show this morning. Thanks for giving us some time. You've got to be excited about hooking up with some of the great athletes, not only at Nebraska, but at Oklahoma, that you've become friends with and have had relationships with for a number of years. You guys got together last year for the game down in Norman, and tell us a little bit about what that was like and what you're trying to do to reciprocate here in Nebraska.
Well, you know, we've always had a pretty good relationship going since all the way back with Greg Pruitt and myself during the game of the century. And we became friends, and Joe Washington and I played together with the San Diego Chargers a few years later. Steve Owens, the other Heisman Trophy from Oklahoma, was kind of like my mentor after I won the Heisman Trophy, because he had won it 3 or 4 years ahead of me. And because of our games and our participation on that Thanksgiving Day deal that went on for so many years, we developed some very good friendships. And our teams and our rivalry have stayed close and tight, and we just really appreciate each other for having the opportunity to push us to be just as good as we could possibly get. And without the competitiveness of each other that took us to higher levels, when you have the number one team and the number two team and the number one offense playing the number two defense, it really, truly can't possibly get any better than that.
Johnny, when you look back at all the great memories you've got of playing in that one game, everybody thinks of the punt return. Are there other another couple plays that stand out to you as just huge monumental plays?
Well, in the fourth quarter, we had a third down and 10 going on our final drive. That probably was the biggest play of the game. And I was able to catch the third down pass from Jerry to keep the drive alive, because if we hadn't kept the drive alive, we've had to get the ball, give the ball back over, and we probably wouldn't have gotten it back. So I always think of that play being the biggest play of the football game. Most people see the punt return as being a pretty big one, but that third down drive to get together really made all the difference between winning and losing.
Heisman Trophy winner Johnny Rogers is joining us here this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Johnny, has the popularity of the Heisman Trophy winners from both schools, I guess, gained a little bit here with the struggles that the programs have had? Now, Oklahoma's struggles were a little over a decade ago, and Nebraska's have been more recent. Does it make fans clamor for the good old days?
Yes, we have fans that really go back to the good old days, because, you know, it's the beginning with Nebraska. We won our first national championship in the early 70s, and the first Heisman Trophy winner back there, too. And since then, we've gotten a little thin over the year. We've had three in our whole history. Oklahoma has had five. But you really understand as time goes on how difficult it is to reach those plateaus in a program. And so I think the Heisman Trophy's visibility has really just gotten better over the years because of the ESPNs and all the coverage of all over the country. And so our popularity has gotten even higher. And I think the people from Nebraska appreciate our winners, just like Oklahoma appreciate theirs. And to have the Oklahoma and the Nebraska winners together featured in Nebraska, starting off with a small city like Hastings, I think is just really over the top.
Johnny, when you look at the relationship which Tom Osborne has with Barry Switzer, at least from the outside looking in, it's hard to imagine how those two could be that close. Very different personalities, very different belief systems. The bootlegger's boy, and then more of the reverend, you know, in a lot of people's mind. How do you see that relationship, and how has it been and remained so stable and good over all these years?
Well, I think it comes down to deep down, they're both just good guys. Barry Switzer has an excellent relationship with his players. They look up to him because they know that Barry's is kind of like a player's coach, and he looks out for the players. He hangs out a lot with the players, and when I'm in New York, it's nothing more fun than to hang out with Barry Switzer. he attracts a lot of different people from opposite sexes and has a great time. And then Tom Osborne is pretty much the same way. He's a people person as well, and we all the players know that Coach Osborne will look out for you too. He won't attract that type of a crowd, but he attracts another crowd that we consider to be a positive influence on our lives. And so both guys are very smart and as far as their offensive strategies and their knowledge as far as how to overtake defensive strategies. So we just appreciate their intelligence and intellectual capacity they have to overcome other teams within the game.
Heisman Trophy winner Johnny Rogers with us for another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll talk about, again, what they're doing throughout the state in just a moment. But, Johnny, with you on the show, we have to ask you what you think about the current state of Husker football.
Well, I think we're going in the right direction. People really don't realize that how much it really takes to build a program and how long it took Coach Devaney to get his program together. And it's going to take all of our coaches time to put it together. But I think we're going in the right direction, and I think we have, I don't think we're favored to win this weekend, but in reality, coming down to the sea of red, that we have just as good a chance of winning and possibly even better chance, in my eyes, of winning with the injuries to their quarterback, and our new introduction to our new quarterback system that might give us a new avenue to be able to move the ball. And we don't know if that's going to be good or bad, but they don't either. So it could be a good surprise if Cody works out good and able to move the ball, because it's just amazing sometimes some of your biggest plays come on broken plays, and when a quarterback drops back and able to run, it's like a broken play, and you're create as you go. And I think we have a lot of that opportunity. It'd be a lot of positive energy in the air from our fans, great expectations. And I think we really are truly going in the right direction under the leadership of Tom Osborne. That freedom transfers down to Bo, and Bo gives it to the players. And I think they really want to win, and they expect to win.
Well, Johnny, answer this question. Who in your mind should be the quarterback, Cody Green or Zach Lee?
Well, I have to go with Cody right now. I think Zach has done a fine job for us. But his ability to run the ball is something that we really need more in college football, and I think Cody has an edge on him in that capacity. The ability to throw the ball, I think they're probably pretty much even at this point. But I think Cody has an edge as far as running is concerned, and so that makes him far more dangerous. And we got to use every little weapon that we have at this point to spark our team.
Far more dangerous. Vastly dangerous. Great work, Johnny.
Imagine if they'd have let Johnny play as a freshman.
I was just thinking about the other day when I seen Joe Washington in one of the old films of my senior year, and Joe was a freshman when I was a senior, so that rule must have just got changed a few years after I had started playing, because we couldn't play as a freshman. And 3 years later, 4 years later, there was Joe, and he was playing.
Johnny, before we let you go, we got to talk about what's going on with the travels. Again, Eric Crouch was scheduled to join us but couldn't make that this morning. Johnny Rogers is with us, Mike Rozier, and then three of the Heisman. Of course, Sam Bradford is going to be a little bit busy. Not really, but he'll be with the team. From Oklahoma, Steve Owens, Billy Sims, Jason White, Allen Superstore in Hastings tomorrow, then on to Lincoln and Omaha. Johnny, tell the fans what they can expect when they show up.
Well, it's just going to be a frenzy out there. We'll be pulling up in a the Oklahoma players are really excited to come to Nebraska because they hosted us last year in Oklahoma to a similar type of gatherings. And when we come to Hastings, the people are really excited right now about them coming. So they're going to get them more excited. And then when we get to the pavilion and the game, prior to the game, I think that they're going to be pleasantly surprised to see just how welcoming our fans will be for them. 2 or 3 hours before the game, I think they'll just swarm them, because I found that in Oklahoma we have a lot of people down there that really appreciate us. They're fans of ours. Matter of fact, when I was there last time, I've heard several of the people that were talking about watching the Game of the Century tape as we were there. And they lost the game. And every time I'm there, they're talking about watching the Game of the Century, and they're so proud to have just been part of that that game, even though they had lost the game. They're still fans of the game, and they're fans of ours, just like we appreciate them too, because how well that they just do nationally. And if we can knock off a team that good, it's just going to make us just that much more better.
Now, Johnny, these footballs you guys are selling are a little bit different. Maybe no one out there has ever seen one of these before.
There never has been one, and there probably won't be one again for a long time, because they only gave us the right to do 1,000 of them. We have the Heisman Trophy logo in conjunction with the Husker logo, and the Heisman Trophy logo in conjunction with the Oklahoma logo. No school ever lets you put anything in conjunction with their logos. You'd never, ever, ever see that. So it's something that's very unique, and I just can't really think of a football that will be more valuable, since there will only be 1,000 of them in the world, because when you have other Heisman footballs or you have Husker balls, you have hundreds of thousands of these balls, or no telling how many are out there, but just to have 1,000 and signed by six of the only Heisman Trophy winners that they have from Nebraska and three from Oklahoma, it just for $150, that stuff is probably have to be worth thousands in just a short period of time. I just hope our Husker fans buy more of them up than the Oklahoma people are buying.
Well, it is definitely a keepsake, folks. I know you want them for yourselves. It would be the great Christmas gift for that Husker fan or Oklahoma fan or just a college football fan in general in your life. Johnny, we'll let you get back to work. We'll see you in Lincoln for the big game on Saturday. And thanks so much for giving us some time this morning on the Doug and Danny Show. We'll see you in Hastings.
Okay, Doug, Danny, I'll be looking for you.
Take care, Johnny Rogers. The first Heisman Trophy winner in Nebraska history. Still, I say it's the greatest play in Nebraska football history, the punt return against Oklahoma in 71. Again, he, Eric Crouch, Mike Rozier, along with Oklahoma's Billy Sims, Jason White, and Steve Owens, Allen Superstore tomorrow night from 6 until 9 o'clock. Tell them you heard about it right here on ESPN Radio. You look like you had something you wanted to say.
That's just pretty, you know, it's pretty cool to get all these people together, and you can see them at one spot, and you can see them in Lincoln before the game at the Pavilion. You can see them in Omaha. They're going to do these stops a couple, three other places, but a great opportunity to get out and see these great players.
Do I do it? Do I take the shot? Do I take the premeditated shot here?
Not if you're a man.
We'll take a break. Be back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Exceptional, distinctive, extraordinary.
Oh, big! Why, they're huge!
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All!
The largely entertaining Doug and Danny Show will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
AutoZone. Regular oil changes keep your engine running smoothly.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Get to AutoZone today and get a 5-plus quart oil change jug or 5 single quarts of Quaker State conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $12.99. Yes, a complete oil change for $12.99. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Changing your own oil is a great way to save money. That's why AutoZone offers you the right products at the right price and the expert advice you need to do the job right the first time.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
This is football champion Michael Strahan. With my busy schedule, I've found quick and easy ways to keep myself healthy. I've learned how to get a full body workout in just 15 minutes and stronger, more resilient skin in less than 15 seconds with Vaseline Men Fast Absorbing Lotion. Log on to StrongerSkin.com to see how I stay healthy and in shape no matter where I am. And enter for a chance to win a trip to Los Angeles for a private session with the personal trainer to the pros as well as weekly prizes.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. See www.StrongerSkin.com for rules.
The camping season is coming to an end, and you need to protect your RV investment by taking it to Rich & Sons Camper Sales. In one stop, Rich & Sons can help you winterize your RV, so when spring comes, you're ready to start camping without any costly repairs. Rich & Sons service team will evaluate your RV and its needs based on its use. They can do everything from freshwater winterization, roof and slide-out maintenance, to wheel and axle repair. Pretty much anything your RV needs. Call the Rich & Sons service team to get the details, or find them online at richsonsrv.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
This afternoon's forecast, calling for partly to mostly sunny skies. We'll have northwest winds 5 to 15 miles an hour, high near 57 degrees. For tonight, mostly clear, low near 33 degrees. And then for our Thursday, we'll have a warmer high near 68, currently 50 degrees.
Raise a little hell,
we're heading into the second half of the show. Lance Creech, men's basketball coach at Hastings College, in just a moment. Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report, talk a little high school football playoffs. But, Daddy, a sad day indeed, as we have been informed that Lou Filippo has died in Los Angeles at 83.
Who?
Lou Filippo.
Oh, that is sad for the Filippo family. I'm not sure I know who Lou Filippo is.
A California referee and judge. Weren't they all judges, like Mills Lane and all that? But for more than 30 years, he's a member of the World Boxing Hall of Fame. He served on the panel for the controversial Sugar Ray Leonard, Marvelous Marvin Hagler middleweight championship fight. He also was a part of the first Shane Mosley, Oscar De La Hoya welterweight championship. Derek, those are big fights.
Yeah, big fights there.
Do you think they got him right?
To tell you the truth, I'd have to look back.
And you know what else? He was pretty much responsible for stripping the heavyweight championship of the world away from Apollo Creed.
Oh, he was the referee.
Yeah, the slow count in Rocky II. He was in 4 of the 5 Rocky movies. Your referee, Lou Filippo. Okay,
those
boys.
Had to be his biggest fight.
Watch the body blows. Yeah, game and air discussion. No rabbit punches, and watch the low blows. Now go to your corner and come out fighting. You know, Balboa was still holding onto the rope when 10 came in the second. That's all I'm saying. Lou Filippo at the age of 83. Lance Creech, head men's basketball coach at Hastings College, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Morning, Lance.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Are you as sad as we are over that news?
When you made the Rocky references, that is kind of sad because those are great.
Those are the most awesome ever. Yeah. Those are awesome. Well, your team is looking to get off to a quick start tonight. York College comes in, and we're already here. Is your team ready to go?
I don't know if we're ready, but we need to play. I know that much, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. Yeah, I get what you're saying. Daddy's all confused over here.
Well, shocker. Kind of like Daddy when your folks said, I don't know if you're ready to get married, but you got to get out of our house.
Yeah, you're exactly right on that, Coach. And my wife's still shaking her head why I had to pick her.
Well, Lance, you've got a good mixture of kids on this team. You got off to a hot start last year, and then you're looking to get off to a hot start this year. You think you can do that, or is there still a lot of work to be done?
Oh, I think there's always going to be work to be done, I hope. I mean, I like where we're at this point in regards to just, you know, mentality and all those things. I would like to see us be a little bit more just a little bit more solid defensively and rebounding, and that's just going to be one of those battles that you're going to fight with any team at any given year. But I think offensively we've got a lot of different weapons. We're just not nearly as big as maybe we've been in years past, but I think we're also more athletic than we've been in years past. So it's the last couple years, last year and this year particularly, have just been different than any team that we've been or had here. You know, we've been a little bit more inside oriented, and guard play was just kind of to get it to our post players and that kind of thing. And now we just don't have an abundance of size, and we've got pretty good guard play. So it's going to be a little bit different for, you know, people maybe that watched us towards the end of last year. It's probably the way that we're going to play just because of the way we've been recruiting.
Lance, I want to start off by asking you about a couple freshmen, one out of Kearney and Dane Bacon, another one out of Hastings and Blake Wright.
Yeah, Dane's done a tremendous job. You know, I mean, he came in obviously with a scorer's mentality and has a really good shooter's prowess and understands spacing and can put the ball on the floor a little bit. And the thing that Dane has probably had to adjust to more than anything is what most young players coming into the college game at whatever level. It's just the ability to have some consistency in their game and to handle the speed and the physicality of it, because I think that really got to him early on. I think when we started in the fall with shooting and stuff, it was really kind of shaking him, and he's really settled in and really been able to knock down shots in our scrimmages that we've had against junior colleges. He's been a good weapon for us, and he actually played our junior varsity team, opened up on Sunday out at Norfolk and played Northeast Community College, and he was our leading scorer out there, had 17, and shot the ball well from the three-point arc, which, you know, most Kearney folks are used to seeing Dane do. So he was really good, and I think, you know, as time grows on, he's going to get more accustomed to things and understanding what we want from a program, facet, and he's going to be a big addition. knew, you know, he was a good high school player and obviously came from a great high school program and has had a lot of influence from Coach Trader, who, you know, obviously was the coach here for a very long time. And Blake has come in, and more so it's not, you know, anything that he does that's overwhelming. It's just he just does not make mistakes very darn often. And if he does make a mistake, he doesn't make the same mistake two times in a row. And from a coaching aspect, there's a lot of comfort that comes with that, just knowing you can put the kid out there on the floor and he's not, you know, he might not win a game, but he sure in the heck isn't going to lose a game. And that's the biggest thing about Blake Wright, is just the comfort level that I have with him. He can really defend a lot of different people, and he is an undersized interior defender, but he's just, you can see the St. Cecilia weight room clicking in with him right away, because he's just so darn physical and he really understands how to use his body and how to maneuver, and his feet are constantly moving. So I've been nothing but elated with the play of Blake Wright early on in his career.
Talking with Lance Creech, the head men's basketball coach at Hastings College this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. They open the season at home tonight against York. Some of the familiar names you're going to have back: Derek Spooner, Jeremiah Slough, Wade Vaunce. Just to touch on a few of those, do you like the senior leadership of this team?
I do. You know, we have four seniors, three of which got, you know, all-conference recognition a year ago for us, and another one was a transfer in last year from Northeastern Junior College out of Sterling, Colorado, and his name is Kyler Dossett, whose dad is actually a UNK, or back in the day, Kearney State grad. So even though he is from Colorado and the family's from, or resides in Colorado, he's got a very good connection with the Hastings basketball program when it came in, and he'll actually start for us tonight. And he's a, you know, we don't have, if you look at our roster, you'll see a lot of guards, and you'll see a lot of guards slash forward, and that's more because I got tired of typing guards on our roster. I had to have somebody that at least resembled a forward. But Kyler is one of those people that is going to be able to come in and defend a couple different positions. But we do return Jeremiah Slough, who's from Donovan, as a senior for us at the point guard, and he is the conference defensive player of the year from a year ago. Wade Vaunce, who a lot of people are very familiar with in the southwestern part of the state, has done a great job, was a second-team all-conference player for us and a tremendous shooter, and has really adapted his game to be able to put it on the floor and get to that 15-foot mark, and, you know, just a very good foul shooter and handles the ball well and just so solid, rebounds it very well for us also. And also Brent McNerlin, who was a played at Papillion La Vista South for Coach Joel Heiser, and was all conference honorable mention, and just one of those, again, 6'4", wiry kind of kid that you look at your scouting report and you say, how the heck is he averaging 8 points and 8 rebounds? You know, he's just one of those kind of kids. And then Derek Spooner, who thankfully is just a junior for us, really brings another dimension as far as a kid that can put it on the floor and get to the rim, and a very good slasher off of screens, very good in transition, a very good on-ball defender, and just has the desire to get better every single day. And he's, you know, as I walked by to come in and make sure I was in my office in time for the phone call, he's down in the gym shooting, which is not a surprise, you know. So I really, really like the bunch that we have. I think we've got a couple young kids that are going to play a vital role for us early on, especially on the inside. Jake Marvin from Lincoln Southwest is a freshman that's, without question, our biggest player at 6'7". You know, like I say, we're not very big, but he's going to be a very good addition for us, just to kind of lock down the inside of our small defensive lineup. So he's going to play another vital role for us also.
Lance, real quick, what about York tonight? Obviously, this is a program that's gotten much better over the last handful of years.
Yeah, they are. You know, they're coming in 2-0. I watched them play Friday and Saturday in their own classic over there at York, and they're a much different team. They've got a new coach, a young guy, Brandon Tatum, that's done a heck of a job, and they're big and they're athletic, so it doesn't bode well right now when you look at it on paper, but, you know, they like to play an up-tempo style. I think they're very good at what they do, and they've got some kids that can really shoot it in, and I think if we can handle their penetration, that's going to bode well for us, because they really like to get it to the rim, and they can do that. They shoot a ton of free throws each game, and, you know, they beat Concordia, who's in our league, and they beat them handily by 15 on Friday night. So I think that caught the attention of most everybody that's on their schedule.
Coach,
Coach, we appreciate the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Look forward to catching up with you throughout the season.
Guys, thank you very much.
Take care, Lance. Lance Creech, tonight they host York to start the Hastings College men's basketball season. The women are on the road, Morningside Classic this weekend, where they face the number three team in the country in Dearborn, Michigan, in one of their two matchups. So let's take a break. When we come back, Bob Jensen, State Football Playoffs, Huskerland Prep, going to join us after this.
Look what the guys on the team gave me.
Well, let's try it.
A safe bet anytime.
Doug and Danny Show, ESPN Radio Superstation.
Troy Polamalu, Bob Bach here from Sports Notes. Can I have a minute?
Hold on, let me take my helmet off.
Oh, my. Troy, your hair.
Well, Bob, since you asked, I use Head and Shoulders. It's for more than just dandruff.
Troy, I wasn't asking about
your
hair.
In fact, Head and Shoulders does seven great things for my scalp and hair.
Actually, Troy, I'd really prefer to just talk about the game.
Would you?
Yes.
Would you?
No.
Head and Shoulders, seven benefits in one bottle. Respect the scalp, get the hair. Official shampoo of the NFL.
Fedor Emelianenko versus Brett Rogers. The baddest man on the planet meets MMA's heavyweight sensation in the biggest fight of the year. Now Showtime's critically acclaimed series once again takes you where no one has before. Fight Camp 360, Fedor versus Rogers. It's never-before-seen access to Fedor, MMA's most elusive personality from his home deep inside Russia. Plus travel to Minneapolis as undefeated phenom Brett Rogers prepares for his biggest test. Fight Camp 360, Fedor versus Rogers re-airs tonight at 10, 9 Central on Showtime 2.
Has the value of your investment portfolio declined? Of course it has. Are you nervous or concerned about your portfolio and your current advisor relationship? Of course you are. Enough is enough. It's time for a change. It's time for an unbiased second opinion. Hi, I'm Matt Westfall with CenterPoint Wealth Management in Grand Island. At CenterPoint Wealth, we use three independent resources to analyze your holdings. We evaluate performance, annual cost, company overlap, and standard deviation. If you've reached the enough is enough stage, it's time. It's time for a serious critique. Bring us your statements and we'll deliver an analysis that you can use right now. Call 398-1174 or visit our website at centerpointwealth.com. That's C-E-N-T-R-E pointwealth.com.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated. CenterPoint Wealth Management and Securities America companies are not affiliated.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
We don't cut corners, Vidalki Heating and Air.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. For more than a decade, Drs. Owen and Conley have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community, one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
This afternoon's forecast, calling for partly to mostly sunny skies. We'll have northwest winds 5 to 15 miles an hour, high near 57 degrees. For tonight, mostly clear, low near 33 degrees. And then for our Thursday, we'll have a warmer high near 68, currently 50 degrees.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us here on Doug and Daddy Show. Well,
finds me the Simpsons.
Don't. Bob Jensen's going to join us in just a second. Hey, with this time of the year, everything's being moving and setting up dates and times. Well, volleyball, they're coming down to the district finals, and all but a couple are set. So let's give you some times and locations. C1, Kearney Catholic's going to play Shadron. It's going to be way west, folks. Rick Petrie told me they're looking at Chapel for this one on Friday. We'll have it for you here on ESPN Radio, though. Columbus SCOTUS will take on the Grand Island Central Catholic Hastings St. Cecilia winner Friday night at Central City. That's at 7 o'clock. In C2, Heartland will take on the Sutton Sandy Creek winner at Aurora, 7 o'clock Friday. Shelton and Alma will play at Elm Creek at 7 o'clock. Class D district volleyball is on Thursday. In D1, Silver Lake will play Meridian at Sutton. Ansley will play Bertrand, trying to get back to state. That's at 7. That's at Elm Creek. And in D2, it's a football-volleyball doubleheader tomorrow. We've got the football game, Pleasanton-Loomis, at 1 here on ESPN. We'll have the volleyball game, Pleasanton and Greeley-Wallback, 8 o'clock start time, so that there's plenty of time to get there. And that will be in St. Paul tomorrow night. Clay Center will play Fall City Sacred Heart tomorrow night in Beatrice. And that's where you're looking at for D2. Also, it's close to lunch. How are you feeling?
We've got
to get some lunch before we go to Ravenna.
There you go.
We got high school football today, and you just won't do it. I mean, if you're going to Ravenna, you could be coming from Grand Island or Kearney. Chicken Coop, people! That's where it's at. You can get a great lunch special every single day. They're open 7 days a week because, well, you're hungry 7 days a week. Try their new taste sensation, the Chislicks. Melt in your mouth, tender sirloin tips, seared in your favorite wing sauce, pork or beef. Add your choice of side item, and these tasty steak tips will be an experience you'll think about all day without feeling about it all day. Wings, bonus wings, chicken tender, hoagie sandwich, crispy chicken salad. You can have the sauce that they want, you want. They've got all those different great sauces over there. Honey Dijon, jalapeno garlic, Buck Nasty Hot.
No thanks.
Especially if your name is Buck. You want a burger? They've got it. You want a salad? They've got it. You want a pizza? Yep! Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney, and Grand Island.
It's time now for this week's high school football preview on the Doug and Daddy Show with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report.
He's got game.
Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report. Bob, where are you headed to, my man?
Hello there, boys. Well, I should be headed to the Chicken Coop the way it sounds.
Well,
I'm trying to talk through the slobber right now. But actually, it sets up pretty nice for me. Started St. Cecilia at 1:30, and then it's St. Paul at 2, Amherst at 5, Elm Creek at 5, Overton at 6, Axtell 6:30, roughly. So get to see some variety there. I'm looking forward to it.
Bob, a couple area teams in Class C2 in Ravenna and Elm Creek both take on the perennial powers out of the Northeast. Are those teams once again the powerhouses, and are you expecting those teams to win?
Well, I tell you what, I think they're going to split. I think Elm Creek wins. I think Cedar Catholic beats Ravenna. But I tell you what, Ravenna could very easily win that ball game. That's about as close to the fence as you can get. I think both those games have got a real possibility of going down to the last possession. I think they're going to be that kind of close. I think Ravenna probably learned quite a bit last year. You know, they were awfully hot when they went up to Cedar Catholic or Plainview last year and, you know, had things kind of come to a sudden conclusion. I think that was probably a pretty valuable game for them, and I think that'll serve them very well. And again, Ravenna's got both Elm Creek and Ravenna have got a nice combination. They both can control the ball with the running game and can play some defense, and this time of year, that's what you want more than anything else.
St. Paul's plays at 2, and so you get
out
there.
They can win.
And then you can stop by Ravenna and see us before you go to Amherst, okay?
I might.
But St. Paul, yeah, they're taking on Shadron. Shadron never, ever gets any love because there's only been once in about the last 10 years that they've proven they've deserved some in the playoffs.
Yeah, they've really fallen short of even their own expectations, I'm sure, but certainly the expectations of people back here who, you know, here comes Shadron with that undefeated record. What have they got? I don't know. That's a little scary. I mean, Boone Central's had a lot of great football teams over the years. This wasn't one of them. And Shadron had to work all day to get a win. St. Paul, you know, that was not Vintage Pierce that they beat. They beat him on a muddy track and the gloom of night and all that sort of deal. But, you know, they stood toe-to-toe with Pierce, made a big play when they had to, and won the game. And, you know, that, as much as anything, has got to really be a confidence boost for St. Paul. They're at home. You know, the travel's not going to bother Shatter. And I say that again, travel does not affect teams coming from the West. I mean, they do it all the time. I tell you what, St. Paul, Lewis Poss is an excellent athlete. And, he's the kind of guy that could make some plays. The one spot that Shadron is definitely taking a step back from last year is at quarterback. And that's no knock on the kid that's playing now. It's just the fact that John McClain broke every record in C1 that there was to break last year. And, you know, there's no way to really replace him. They do have a good line, and that could be problematic. But, you know, that's a game St. Paul can win.
Bob, we look at D1, Giltner and Axtell in our backyard. Does Axtell have a chance? This game was really all not all that close earlier.
Well, Tony, they got a chance. I mean, you know, anytime you've got that many athletes, you got a chance. But, man, Giltner's playing so good. And this, and again, we go back to Nate Most. You don't make it all about one kid, because there's no way you get to be as good as Giltner is with just one kid. But he's not your garden variety very good 8-man quarterback. You know, the kid's 6 foot tall, 200 pounds. He's got a gun. He's smart. You know, and the thing is that he's played at half throttle a lot of the year because Giltner has just absolutely mauled people, since the Palmer loss. And, you know, that's Giltner's game to win. Axtell, you know, Spencer Fecht, his bunch, you know, they're gonna have to make some big plays. I don't think they can expect to grind it out, but if they can, you know, they can make it competitive.
Bob Jensen with us here from the Huskerland Prep Report on the Doug and Daddy Show. A couple of surprises from last week. Two teams eking out wins that you thought would be bigger. You touched on the Crofton win over Cozad. Blue Hill did not blow away a Southwest team that they should have blown out. What happened? And can Sutherland, I mean, do they got to be real worried today with Sutherland?
I would be. One thing at a time. I guess here's the deal. Sutherland had high hopes for this year. You know, their playoff team last year, their best player is a kid by the name of Randon McCain. Randon McCain is a tremendous all-around athlete. He's a quick little running back. He tore his MCL last year and played on it all season long. And, you know, he never was the Randon McCain that he was as a sophomore. Well, he's completely healthy. And so they come into the season, they got a big senior class, they got an excellent quarterback, kid by the name of Alex Sandberg. Here we go. And they lose their first two games. Well, it turns out they lose their first two games to St. Pat's, who lost only once before getting upset in a weird set of circumstances in the first round, and they lost to Elm Creek. Well, there's been a lot of that going around, too. Well, since then, they haven't lost, and their offense has just been just putting up some staggering numbers. I wrote about this on the website. It's very dangerous to compare scores, very dangerous, but that's what we do, so you do it. Fact is that Blue Hill beat Cross County 13-8. Their offense has not produced the kind of numbers that they have in the past. Last week, Sutherland beat Cross County 55-20. You can't draw a direct comparison, but honestly, you're talking about a 30-point difference there. There's got to be something going on. I definitely think Sutherland can win this game. This can be the huge upset that everybody's looking for. But the one thing that Blue Hill still does exceptionally well is play defense. And the one thing that could save Blue Hill in this round would be, having that defense play like it's been playing and win a game, 12-6 or something like that. But if it gets much above, if they get in the 20s, Sutherland's going to win the game. That's what I think.
One more intriguing matchup, Broken Bow, Gothenburg. It was a 1-point game. There were some turnovers. Give me your thoughts on that one.
Well, I'll tell you what, if I had to pick only one game to go to, today, it would be Broken Bow and Gothenburg. That is a great rivalry. It only intensified with how things went down that first time around. Broken Bow had the long drive. There seemed to be, I wasn't at the game, but there seemed to be some question about a couple calls that involved pass interference on that last drive. Fact is that when it was all over, Broken Bow scored. You know, Nathan Scott gets another touchdown. They kicked the extra point and win the game. I picked Broken Bow to win this rematch. So you got there. You go. I've got that pick. But I tell you what, everything lays out for Gothenburg. Everything does. And I expect this to be a tremendous ball game. It could be another one-point ball game. But those are two, and I've been saying it for a while, those are two really legitimate football teams. And I guess there's a lot of ways to measure that. There's a lot of ways to measure that. You know, the thing is, though, that there's a the team that wins that's going to advance through the next round and eventually going to get a chance to play St. Cecilia. And that's when you'll find out what they really got.
Bob, as you look at the East, great matchups in the East. Pick a class that you want and maybe an upset or two that you see in the making when you look at seed-wise.
Well, I tell you, the one upset that I think still out there that maybe we didn't touch on is Bloomfield and Pope John. Bloomfield is undefeated. And they're a team with a whole bunch of real good young players. You know, after this season, they're no longer young. They're just a grade less than the older kids. But they played a whole season of football. Thing is, Bloomfield's played a soft schedule. They really haven't played anybody. And they haven't necessarily manhandled teams the way that you would think that maybe a superior team would. Pope John has played, you know, they played in that incredibly tough D2 district in the north central part of the state with Ewing and Chambers and Spalding Academy and those people. I think Pope John's got a real chance of winning that game. And I don't know, there's so many good ball games. But a game that maybe might not, you know, register with a lot of people. Johnson, Brock, and Shelby. And we're staying at eight man here, but I think I'm like a lot of people. You look at that southeast part of the state, it traditionally does not produce a lot of exceptional football teams. And Johnson Brock has been there before. The last time they were undefeated at this point in the season, they played Howells at home. Howells, I don't know if they ever did finish adding the points, but it was somewhere in the 60s, I think. And Johnson Brock, it didn't take long to add theirs. Well, this team, they play Shelby. Shelby's a really good team. Their only loss is to Palmer. Johnson Brock gets them at home. And the one thing that they've got going in their favor, and it's a screwy deal, Southeast Consolidated closed up last year. It just evaporated. It's a school district. The kids all went different places. Well, there was one kid on that team. His name's Tyler Huey. And Tyler Huey is one of those guys. He's an all-state caliber football player that was buried on a horrendous football team. Well, now that went away. He transfers to Johnson Brock, and he has brought, he alone has taken that team to a different level. And I think Johnson Brock, undefeated as they are in that little corner of the world, if they find a way to get past Shelby, I would have to think they'd also have a chance to get past Bancroft the following week. And so those are a couple things that are going on. And the one other, just real quick, just right around the corner from the station, Overton and Garden County. I'm going to get to see some of that game. I'm looking very much forward to it. Overton decided to get away from the pass game early in the year and just started hammering people with, you know, Jared Hodson and Jared Schaefer and just running the ball. Well, that's exactly what Garden County likes to do, too. And they're not very big. They'll come in here with a bunch of 160, 170-pound guys, line up in that tight little double wing and just get after it. I think that will be a really good ball game. And if somehow, you know, Overton was to win that by a little bit, you've got to all of a sudden, you know, catapult Overton into the very elite part of D1 and make them a team to be, you know, reckoned with maybe the rest of the way.
Bob, for people that are big fans of great individual performances like an Alex Dosey from Hampton, injury-wise, how are things for him, and maybe a couple other injury notes you have out there?
Well, as far as Dosey goes, you know, it's kind of funny. And, of course, if you follow along on the message board, that's been at Huskerland. Preps.rivals.com. If you've been following along on the message board, you know, that was a little topic of conversation. Well, you know, he never was really, it never did turn out to be quite the thing everybody thought. Alex Dosey is ready to go. And he's going to be in another really good ball game. And that's one of those little intersectional games that will tell a lot. They play Sterling, and Sterling's been down there flexing his muscles in southeast Nebraska. It's the only loss they get. Wiped out 38-6 by Johnson Brock, but they just hammered everybody else, especially when it came to D2 teams. Hampton really beating Sargent. That really struck a chord with me because I happen to think Sargent's real good. Pleasant is obviously better than both of those teams, but that's a side note. I think Dosey's going to be fine. I think that, you know, if Hampton gets beat, it won't be because he wasn't, you know, ready to go. for the most part, and I don't claim to know every situation. Only my wife knows that. I don't know that there's a lot of big time injuries out there right now. I mean, there's people hurt and banged up and that sort of thing. Then some goofy things happen. I guess this is a little off the board here, but just two things that are going to stick with me for probably a long time. We talked about Bloomfield. They're a really good team. They're minus their best player, a kid by the name of Brett Hopkins, who missed the entire year because he had a heart stent put in over the summer. And then you've got the story about Mitchell Porter up there at Anselmo Myrna, who returns the kickoff for the winning touchdown in the last few minutes of the football game. They take him to the hospital, find out he played the whole second half with a broken neck. So, thankfully, both those kids are well on their way to being 100%. But to reiterate what I said, I guess, I'm not aware of any injuries that should alter game outcomes.
Finally, Bob, since we're over time, let's ask you one more question because we don't want to forget about the big boys in A and B. A very quick thought on Grand Island Elkhorn and Adams Central Gehring.
I tell you what, first of all, I was really impressed with Grand Island going into Omaha and basically owning North. We talked about how they'd kind of righted the ship. Very impressive win. That's really hard. I know they're at home and everything, but, man, Elkhorn's one of my co-favorites to win the whole thing. If Grand Island finds a way to win this game, there's no reason to think they can't win the rest. And as far as Adams Central, the bus ride will be worth it. Let's just leave it at that, okay?
You are the best, Bob. Safe travels. We'll see you later. And, man, thanks so much for the time.
Yeah, you bet. You bet. You guys do a great job. Have a safe trip today.
Nothing better than state football, and we've got that for you on all of our stations. Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report. Cole sends in the following email to the Den Popper inbox. Hey, guys, heard you talking about the number of teams allowed in the playoffs. He goes back to 2001 when Cambridge lost a district game to North Platte St. Pat's 10-7. Their only loss of the year, they didn't make the playoffs. That year was the year the NSA was at 16 teams. There were teams that were 4-4 that made the playoffs, and Cambridge did not with one loss. The 32-team bracket is right for many reasons. It may let some pretenders in, but it lets all the contenders in, Cole and Kearney. Thanks, Cole.
Fair enough, Cole. I like those examples. Yeah, I like those examples because they're few and far between, Cole.
All right, Central Nebraska boys, let's be playing next Tuesday. Best of luck to all the football teams. Go out and support, folks, even if it's not your hometown. It's a great day. That's a reason why you live. Go out and support. Take the time off this afternoon, and bosses, you take the time off, too. All right? Close your eyes. Let them go. We've got great athletics going on in the area today. We want to thank Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report. We want to thank also Russ Martin, offensive coordinator at UNK. How about Lance Creech, head men's basketball coach at Hastings College, and Heisman Trophy winner Johnny Rogers for joining us on the show today. Tomorrow, Kelsey Peterson, Iowa State volleyball player from Kearney, joins us. Also, James Hale joins us tomorrow, not the coach, James Hale from Oklahoma Sports Network. He's going to break down the Sooners.
See. You've been listening to a Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.